This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. Kathy, remember way, way back when we were in elementary school, kids were really into baseball cards and maybe hula hoops. But did you know any kid who was obsessed with politics and could name every congressional district and all 435 representatives?
No, I really didn't hang around with anyone like that.
I guess I didn't either. And we both didn't go to school with anybody like David Wasserman. He's the editor with the nonpartisan Cook Political Report. For the past three election cycles, Dave has projected the House races for NBC News. He's come up with a rather unique way of predicting election outcomes with some pretty amazing results. Welcome to Two Boomer Babes, Dave.
Well, thanks, boomers. You're far too kind.
Dave, you've gained national audience for your spot on election number crunching, and you're calling House races for NBC News. Are you really living the dream, you know, at least of a political geek?
Well, you know, Kathy, you know how some kids love to go to space camp when they're young? And they dream of working at NASA Mission Control.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there was a C-SPAN camp when I was young, but it was kind of the equivalent. The first time I stepped into the NBC decision desk in 2008, it was kind of the equivalent for me of stepping into NASA Mission Control. There are huge monitors everywhere, huge statistical graphs, and all kinds of models. And I don't mean Victoria's Secret. There are data geeks everywhere looking at these different exit poll models, real vote models, geographical models, prior vote models, and it's an election geek's dream come true.
And to you, probably just as sexy, if not more so, than a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, absolutely. Except, you know, I didn't know any girls in school growing up that wanted to talk politics with me. So
it's not exactly a babe magnet.
Dave.
So tell us, what's it like behind the scenes on election night? Is it a real pressure cooker? I can't even imagine.
You kind of have to be there. For me, the first time I stepped into the desk and realized that NBC was compressing all of this data that they were gathering in exit polls and real votes into real-time decision-making, it really was something that we had to rehearse. And NBC goes through extensive rehearsals before election night. So, for example, in this past election, there was quite a bit of tension as to when to call the presidential race. And at 11 p.m., the decision desk at NBC at 30 Rock, we were comfortable with making the projection that Barack Obama was going to take Ohio and with it the Electoral College, when the outcome in the House was particularly in some doubt because there was a chance that Republicans were going to take over the House, and in fact, they did. When I was going through our model at about 8:15 p.m. on election night, I was reasonably sure that Republicans were overperforming the model and that they were going to take back control of the House. And I put in the call to the network that Republicans had the seats they needed to do so. A couple minutes later, Steve Kappas, the head of NBC News, came down from his office. He was armed with a team of lawyers because the network wants to make absolutely sure that the decision desk is absolutely right. He basically laid down the law and said, you know, we're not going to announce this for 45 more minutes until 9 p.m. because Nancy Pelosi just called the speaker and she wants to make sure we don't announce anything before the polls close in her home state of California. And so in those 45 minutes before the network called the outcome of the House, I was very nervous that another network was going to beat us to it. Fortunately, when Brian Williams came on air at 9 p.m. and called the House for Republicans, we were still the first.
Now, Dave, we would be absolutely remiss if we didn't ask you about your rather unusual way of predicting how people will vote based on how we eat, which has gained a lot of attention. You've gotten a lot of followers for that one. How did you come up with it?
We talk about how we're polarized in every way as a nation, how we're polarized racially, economically, generationally, along gender lines. But above all else, I think when it comes down to our voting habits, we're divided by culture. And the problem is, how do you quantify that? And so I devised a new method of quantifying the culture gap in American politics. I used a Google mapping application to plot out all chain retail locations of any kind with at least 100 locations in at least 40 states. And the goal was to identify which chain best predicted where Republicans live and vote and which chain predicted where Democrats are gaining strength politically. What I came up with was that in 2008, Barack Obama won 80% of counties with a Whole Foods market, but just 36% of counties with a Cracker Barrel Old Country store, which was the largest gap that we've seen since 1992. I think culture is really becoming the best predictor of voting patterns and our polarization as a country.
I tell you, this is really thinking outside the box. Dave, you've also become a one-man clearinghouse for election tabulations across the country. Tell us about, very quickly because we're almost out of time, your voter spreadsheet, which has developed an almost cult-like following.
Well, for those who can't get enough of election night, what I decided to do was maintain a spreadsheet of election returns as they were coming in, because the dirty little secret is that the vote tally reported on election night isn't anywhere near the final result. In fact, Obama's lead grew by several million votes after election night. So had he been behind on election night, he probably would have been ahead a month later. Of course, it wasn't exactly that close. The president is ending up at 51.06% of the popular vote to 47.21% for Romney. So that would be a 3.85% spread, almost 5 million vote spread between the two candidates. Of course, Democrats love to point out the irony of Mitt Romney, who ended up getting 47% of the vote. If you talk about how 47% of voters are simply living off the government, be careful. You might just end up with them.
Dave Wasserman, House Editor of the Cook Political Report and guru of election predictions, thanks so much for joining the Two Boomer Babes.
Thanks, Barb and Kathy.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.